Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. And welcome to everyone, the second service this evening. I am not wearing a Mickey Mouse tallit for this one. We are delighted that we can gather together on a rainy evening. I told the children in Tachabat, Jews who don't melt come out in the rain. So thank you for being Jews who don't melt. We're delighted that you're all here this Shabbat. I want to thank Brad Stein for the magnificent music, and I want to thank his wonderful wife for sharing him with us. I'm sure your house is filled with music all the time, but we are absolutely thrilled that you agree to share him with us at least once a month. So thank you for that gift. I needed it this week, and I know other people did as well. And I want to welcome the Copelands back to the front row after a very long hiatus. It's really wonderful. We've waited for this day for a really long time. I just want you to relax and enjoy, and I welcome Noah's entourage. We're delighted that you're all here to support him and honor him. Oh, I got a wave. Hi. We're thrilled that you're all here and that you can share this really happy occasion. Noah has been smiling from ear to ear for so long in recent weeks that I'm surprised his face doesn't hurt, but it's wonderful because there's also going to be a lot of tears this weekend. Anybody who knows Rebecca knows that, you know, she looks at me and cries and thinks of this bar mitzvah and cries. And so I told them they didn't have to clean the carpets this week, but they did it anyway. So mazel tov to the whole family. We are absolutely thrilled. Welcome to all of you who have come to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries for the month of May. Busiest month in our family, and we're delighted that you're here. Also, if you have come to pray for those you love, either for Misha Beirach or if you've come for a Yortzeit, we're here for you as well. Whatever brought you into our synagogue this Shabbat, we are all here for Shabbat, and may you receive from Shabbat what you came looking for. Our candle lighting this Shabbat, which really gathers us together, can be found on page 12. And I welcome Rebecca, Nana, and Aunt Dee Dee, Jennifer, and Betty to light the Shabbat candles for us.
We have been taught in days of old that Shabbat begins at sundown, but sundown comes so early on the cold winter's day, and in summertime the sun is like a child not wanting to go to bed. The summer light lingers in the sky even as we gather in prayer. So when does Shabbat begin?
Shabbat begins when we've set aside our work week with its busyness and lists. Shabbat begins when we are all together around the Shabbat table or in our sanctuary, both homes for us.
When we are finally together, we light and bless the candles. That is when Shabbat begins. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Shabbat.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot, and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch atah Adonai. Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel Shabbat. Amen.
Page 14. This mystical prayer, Lecha Dodi, comes to us from Rabbi Shlomo Halevi Alkibetz, who was a Kabbalist who lived in the city of Tzfat in northern Israel, where the Friday night service was born under the stars. Written in 1540, it welcomes the Shabbat bride, referencing the verse from the Babylonian Talmud, Shabbat 119a, "The Sabbath is a bride whose coming changes the humblest home into a palace." The prayer has 9 verses, but it is our practice, as in many Reformed congregations, that we only sing 1, 2, 5, and 9, based on our theology and worldview.
Lecha lecha dodi, likat likat kala, p'nei p'nei shabbat nikabela. Lecha lecha dodi, likat likat kala, p'nei p'nei shabbat nikabela. La 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 la, lecha dodi, likat likat kala, p'nei p'nei shabbat nikabela. Lecha lecha dodi, likat likat kala, p'nei p'nei shabbat nikabela. Shamor v'zachor v'divur echad, yishmiranu el hamyuchad, Adonai echad u'shamau echad, l'shem el tifaret v'lichi, la 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 la, lecha dodi, likat likat kala, b'nei p'nei shabbat nikabela. Lecha lecha dodi, likat likat kala, b'nei p'nei shabbat nikabela. Lekrat Shabbat lechu v'nelcha, ki hi mikor ha'abracha, mirosh mikedem nesucha, soch ma'aseh b'mach Shabbat chila, la 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 la, lecha dodi, likat likat kala, b'nei p'nei Shabbat nikabela. Lecha lecha dodi, likat likat kala, b'nei p'nei Shabbat nikabela. Itorevi, itorevi, kiva ore kumiori, uri uri shir daveri, kivod Adonai alechiki, la 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 la, lecha dodi, likat likat kala, p'nei p'nei shabbat nikabela. Lecha lecha dodi, likat likat kala, p'nei p'nei shabbat nikabela. Boi v'shalom ateret bala, gam b'simcha uv'tzoch ola, toch emuneham segula, likad kala, pene pene Shabbat likabela. Lechad lechad dodi, likad likad kala, pene pene Shabbat likabela. La 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 la, lechad dodi, likad likad kala, pene pene Shabbat likabela. Lechad lechad dodi, likad likad kala, pene pene Shabbat likabela. Pene Shabbat Nikabela, Pene Pene Shabbat Nikabela.
We remain standing for the Baruch Hu on page 17. Blessed are you, eternal our God, source of the universe, whose word brings on the evening. Your wisdom opens heaven's gates. Your understanding makes the ages pass and the seasons alternate. And your will controls the stars as they travel through the skies. You are a creator of day and night, rolling light away from darkness and darkness from light. You cause day to pass and bring on the night. You set day and night apart.
You are the God of all.
May the living and eternal God rule us always until the end of time. Blessed is the eternal whose word makes evening fall. We remain standing for the Shema at the top of page 22.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. 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 Baruch Shem Kevod, Shem Kevod Malchuto, Leolam Baed. Baruch Shem Kevod, Shem Kevod Malchuto, Leolam Baed. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha v'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'odecha. Vehayu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha, v'shinantam levanecha, v'dibarta bam, v'shivtecha beveitecha, uvlechtecha vaderech, uvshachbecha uvkumecha, ukshartam leot al yadecha, vehayu l'totecha, uchtabtam al mezuzot beitecha, uvisharecha, lema'an tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai, item kidoshim l'elohechem. Ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hotzeti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, lihiyot lachem l'elohim. Ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God.
I, the Lord,
am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. Every Shabbat, we stand at the shores of the sea with Moses and Miriam, tasting the salt and the freedom. In every generation, Jews have stood at the Sea of Freedom, singing songs of thanksgiving to God. Sometimes we sang with just voice. Other times we used timbrel, piano, shofar, bagpipes, or guitar. Who is like you, Adonai, is lifted from our sacred scroll and given voice and song.
Mi kamocha ne'edar ba'kodesh, mi kamocha ba'ili ba'donai, mi kamocha ne'edar ba'kodesh, nora tehi Lord, oseh, oseh ve'leh. Mi kamocha ba'ili ba'donai, mi kamocha ne'edar ba'kodesh, mi kamocha ba'ili ba'donai, mi kamocha ne'edar ba'kodesh, nora Tehi Lord, Oseh, Oseh Pele, Malchutecha Ra'u Vanecha, Boki Hayam Lifne Moshe Miriam, Ze'eli Ha'anu V'yamru, Adonai Yimloch, Ve'olam Ba'ed, Michamocha Ba'ili Ba'donai, Mikamocha ne'edar ba'kodesh, Mikamocha ba'ili ba'donai, Mikamocha ne'edar ba'kodesh, Nora tehi Lord, Oseh, Oseh ve'leh. Mikamocha ba'ili ba'donai, Mikamocha ne'edar ba'kodesh, Mikamocha ba'ili ba'donai, Mikamocha ne'edar ba'kodesh.
This section of our liturgy weaves a Jewish story for us. We stand at the shores of the sea and we get our freedom. Then we go to Hashkivenu, where we dwell in booths. And then we end with Vishamru, where we are at Sinai commanded to observe Shabbat. We go from slavery to Shabbat. Just keep that in mind.
Hashkivenu Adonai Eloheinu l'shalom, l'shalom. V'hamideinu v'akeinu l'chayim. Ufros aleinu sukkat shlomecha, ufros aleinu sukkat shlomecha. God wrong from right. Amen. 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 Amen.
As we plan B'nai Mitzvah, and we're very deeply into the Bar and Bat Mitzvah season, I ask our students, what prayer do you want for Friday night? And what is the number one requested prayer? Page 27.
La'asat et ha-shabbat L'dorotam berit olam V'shamru b'nei Yisrael Et ha-shabbat La'asat et ha-shabbat L'dorotam berit olam Shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat La'asot et ha-shabbat L'dorotam berit olam P'sheshet yamim asah Adonai Asah Adonai et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz Shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat La'asot et ha-shabbat L'dorotam berit olam U'vayom ha-shvi'i Shavat v'yinafash Shavat v'yinafash Shavat v'yinafash Shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat La'asot et ha-shabbat L'dorotam berit olam V'shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat La'asot et ha-shabbat
So I just discovered tonight that B'shamru also serves a healing purpose. For those who have had knee surgery, the way to tell your doctor that they did a good job is you can jump up for B'shamru. That's something that you should ask, because we have a lot of people having those knee replacement surgeries. Rabbi, can I jump for B'shamru? Doctor, can I jump for B'shamru? And I told Janet that she could record B'shamru on Friday night to take to Paul. And you put your cell phone away too soon. I was going to say Shabbat Shalom, Paul. That's okay. I just think that B'shamru has this healing quality. But to see people post up, jumping up, that really is—it's a whole new orthopedic wonder. We continue as we rise for Adonai Svatai on page 29.
Adonai Svatai Tivtachu Fi Agita Hilate. Eternal God, open our lips that our mouths may declare your glory.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu v'Elohei Avotenu v'Imotenu, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, Elohei Leah.
Ha'el ha'gadol
ha'gibor v'hanora el elyon Gomel chasadim tovim
v'konei ha'kol V'zocher chaste avot v'imahot
U'mevig u'la livnei v'nehem L'ma'an shemo b'yahava Melech ozer u'moshia u'magen Baruch ata Adonai Magen Abraham be'ezrat Sarah
Ata gibor leolam Adonai, mechaye hakol atarav lehoshia, mechalkel chayim bechesed, מחיי הכל ברחמים רבים. סומך נופלים ורופא חולים ומתיר אסורים ומקיים אמונתו לשני עבר. מי כמוך בעל גבורות ומי דומה לך, מלך ממית ומחיה ומצמיח ישוע, ונאמן אתה לחיות הכל. ברוך אתה אדוני
מחיה הכל.
Page 31. The Eternal spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the whole Israelite community and say to them, You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Melocho Haaretz Kivodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. You may be seated. We bless the day with alternative one on page 34 together. We thank you, Adonai, for giving us the covenant of Shabbat, which we renew with you weekly. The challenges of life and work often make us weary. Shabbat helps us rejuvenate, reflect, and connect with our spirituality. We are grateful to have this temple community to celebrate the holiness of Shabbat. Page 39. The prophet Isaiah taught, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation. They shall study war no more. And the Israeli poet Yehuda Amichai continued Isaiah's thought. Don't stop after beating the swords into plowshares. Don't stop. Go on beating and making musical instruments out of them. Whoever wants to make war again will have to turn them into plowshares first.
Shalom Rav, Yisrael Amcha, Tasi.
Shabbat is our prayer for healing. It's also our prayer for hope. The rabbis teach us that we are to say the Mishaberach until it is time to let go. For there is no guarantee that the Mishaberach prayer gives us what we ask for. As we all know, sometimes it does, and sometimes Even the most valiant of prayers is unable to change a medical situation or the aging process. But the Misha Berach is part of our healing process, even when it hasn't delivered exactly what we were praying for. For it connects us to other human beings, it connects us to life, and even on our darkest days, it connects us to hope. We sing the Misha Berach for everyone in need of the prayer and for everyone whose heart may be broken.
Find the courage to make our lives a blessing, and let us say, Amen. Misha Berach Imotenu Mikor HaBracha. The renewal of body, the renewal of spirit, and let us say, Amen.
Say who ya say shalom, who ya
Ya'aseh, Ya'aseh, Ya'aseh Shalom. Ya'aseh, Ya'aseh, Ya'aseh Shalom. Aleinu. May the one who makes peace bring peace down, bring peace down. May the one who makes peace bring peace down, bring peace down. May the one who makes peace bring peace down, bring peace down. May the one who makes peace bring peace down, bring peace
down. Whenever I think of Noah Copeland years from now, I will have so many wonderful memories. His bris, which I officiated with Rabbi Nair 13 years ago, his rat tail, and the fact that when I asked him what prayer he needed to have on the Friday night before his bar mitzvah, he said, without question, Bishamru. Noah has always loved jumping up for Bishamru, ever since he got too big to get lifted into the air. Remember when you used to lift him in the air? The smile on his face as he leaves his seat for destinations unknown in our sanctuary gives me great joy. It gives a rabbi satisfaction to see such enthusiasm for any prayer, and particularly to witness the familiar experience of a congregation sharing a minhag, a treasured custom, with one another. Noah has belonged to Temple B'nai Shalom since before he was born. Wherever Noah will pray in the future, I know that the memories of our Vishamru will stay as part of his life forever. The melody we sing for Vishamru is the one that I sang as a child, so it is quite old. The Vishamru prayer, with a variety of melodies, is recited in many congregations on Friday evening in between Micha Mocha and the Avot, the Imahot, in between the prayer of redemption and the prayer where we talk about connecting to the God of our ancestors. It is also traditionally said on Shabbat morning in the morning tefillah, and before the Saturday morning Kiddush in the traditional liturgy. You might be surprised to know that the Vishamru is not sung in every congregation on Shabbat, as there is quite a debate as to whether it is considered an interruption to the service or a continuation of the Micha Mocha. For those congregations that do include the Vishamru, it is done with the blessing of rabbinic authorities who say, Vishamru is an extension of the Micha Mocha, as I taught you tonight. It's a prolonged redemption prayer because the Sabbath is our redemption. The reasoning is really quite a stretch of logic by rabbis to include a prayer that people really wanted because they liked the words and the music, especially here in America. It is interesting to note that according to one of my Orthodox sources, many synagogues in Israel do not, by observance of law, sing Vishamru during Friday night services. Because in the 18th century, one of the greatest rabbis ever, the Vilna Gaon, great guy, really smart, didn't include the prayer and didn't want anyone else to sing it. And so they honor, those very Orthodox and Israeli congregations honor the Vilna Gaon. So we discover in researching the history and customs of singing the Vishamru at services that Jewish tradition actually varies greatly from community to community and rabbi to rabbi. Just imagine for a minute that I said, we're not going to sing Vishamru anymore. I could just see our president go, Rabbi,
You have a say about a lot of things in the congregation, but that's not one of them. So don't try to look up the prayer or check my research in the two shelves of Encyclopedia Judaica, the old or the new one, in our library. It is not there. It is not in the index. How could it not be included in a set of volumes that takes up half of our library? Because for us, Vishamru is really important, and for many, based on not only rabbinic custom but Jewish law, it was not. I decided to focus on this prayer that we love this Shabbat because this week's Torah portion, Emor, from Leviticus chapters 21 through 24, establishes the Jewish calendar. It gives us fixed times, Moadei Adonai. A Moed is a fixed time set by God, and when God sets the calendar, we then live on God's time. Leviticus chapter 23 begins with the most important fixed time. Noah will read about Yom Kippur tomorrow. But the chapter begins, on 6 days work may be done, but on the seventh day there shall be a Sabbath of complete rest, a sacred occasion. You shall do no work. It shall be a Sabbath of the eternal throughout your settlements. Leviticus commands us to keep the Sabbath this week, but it doesn't give us a reason. Now, if we go back to the creation story, the first Shabbat that we get, creation story Genesis 2:1, the one that you're familiar with, the one that's on our windows when they're lit up. The Genesis story creates the first Shabbat, and it says, God stopped working on the seventh day. God blessed the day and made it holy. Why? Because God stopped working. There is no command in Genesis for us to keep Shabbat at any time in the future or for us to stop working. The first Shabbat of Genesis was just for God. Then we get the Ten Commandments. How many versions of the Ten Commandments are in the Torah? Two. Very good, my students. Two of my students raised their hands. There are some old students there. We have to get them back in class. Exodus 20 is the first version of the Ten Commandments. Deuteronomy 5, right before the Shema, is the second version. And the biggest change between the two versions of the Ten Commandments, the fourth commandment, in Exodus 20, we are told, remember, Zachor, at Yom HaShabbat, because God rested. In the second version of the Ten Commandments in Deuteronomy 5, we are commanded, Shamor, observe the seventh day and keep it holy, because you were slaves in Egypt and God freed you. And thanks to the Ten Commandments, Shabbat is now not just for God. Shabbat is about us and for us. Both of these commands and the reasons they give for us to keep Shabbat would have been lost had they not been woven together in the Kiddush. Tonight, Noah will get up and he will chant what we do every Shabbat. Zikaron lema'aseh bereishit, to remember the creation of Genesis. And then a bit later he'll say, Zecher litziat mitzrayim, to remember the Exodus from Egypt. So we are taught in the Kiddush that both commandments are reasons for us to celebrate Shabbat. And if that's not enough, why do we have two candles on Shabbat? Because of the two versions of the Ten Commandments. One says Shamor, observe. The other says Zachor, remember. I think God kind of knew that we would forget and we would decide not to observe. So God wanted to make it very clear, two candles, oh, remember Shabbat each week. But it's not until Vishamru, until Exodus 31, that we get the full reason for keeping the Sabbath. Now, in Exodus 31, verse 14, it says that you'll be put to death if you don't keep Shabbat. And then it says later in the same line, you'll be excommunicated from the Jewish people if you work on Shabbat. Now, that's not, to me, why we keep Shabbat. Otherwise, we would have no congregants. God tells us that Shabbat is a sign. Ot hi la Olam. God tells us Shabbat is a sign forever, that God consecrated us and God made us holy through Shabbat. And so Vishamru tells us the people of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, observing Vishamru, the Sabbath in every generation, as a covenant for all time. It is a sign forever between me and the people of Israel. For in 6 days the Eternal God made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day God Shabbat. That's the root of the word Shabbat. God stopped working and rested. And then God Vayinafash. God's nefesh was refreshed. God's soul got refreshed. The reason we celebrate the Sabbath with this passage from Exodus, the Vishamru, and not the fourth commandment from either version of the Ten Commandments, is because there was a group of people who basically was going around saying to Jews, don't bother with the whole Torah. All you need is the Ten Commandments. The Torah is really long, it's really complicated, skip it. And so the rabbi said, Gewalt, and they got rid of the Ten Commandments from the prayer book. In fact, when our Blue Gates of Prayer was put out in 1974, it was revolutionary, not just because it put Hebrew and English on the same page, but it put the Ten Commandments back in the prayer book for the first time in over 1,000 years. But the debate as to whether the Vishamru would be inserted in our prayer service is really, you have to find an obscure text. How obscure? I have a book written in 1981 in Tel Aviv called Nativ Binah. On the top shelf in my office, I stood on a ladder to get it because Gary was sleeping the other night when I was researching. And in that book on page 84, it says, note, colon, in capital letters, whether Vishamru is to be said. Okay? I can't imagine a service without Vishamru, but then I proceeded to read a few pages of why rabbis disagreed and how, when the Book of Law, the Shulchan Aruch, eventually got written, they wiped it out. Now, the Tor, the book that came before the Shulchan Aruch, has it in, and I'm really a Tor person, so I think I really am very consistent with the message. Interestingly enough, the first Lubavitch rabbi, super Orthodox guy, says, yes, if I read the Shulchan Aruch, it says no Vishamru on Friday night. He said, but if it's your custom and if you want to sing it, I'll give you permission. Isn't that nice to see an Orthodox tradition that actually started out permissive? There are three laws in Judaism that you know that come directly from this prayer according to the rabbis. If you have to save a life on Shabbat, can you? Yes, pikuach nefesh. Do you know why? Because of Vishamru. Because it is so important to celebrate Shabbat that you have to save that life so that life can celebrate more Shabbats. It's not about you, it's about that life. Can you wear a tefillin on Shabbat? No. Do you wear tefillin anytime? No, because we're really not into leather here at B'nai Shalom. But we don't wear tefillin on Shabbat because you don't need a reminder of the mitzvot. You have Shabbat, said the rabbis. And the third thing is if you are born on a Shabbat, your bris is on a Shabbat. Imagine. How can we do? You can do a bris on Shabbat Yom Kippur because of the Vishamru prayer. Because OT, it is a sign. And boy, oh boy, is a circumcision a sign. So there's a rabbi who then takes this one step further, and the rabbi says the following. If you have a mitzvah of tzitzit, or tefillin, or a shofar, a sukkah, or lulav, you can see it, and you can do it. So any of those mitzvot are really easy. I hand him a cup of wine, he drinks the wine, he fulfills the mitzvah. It's tangible. But he says, not so the mitzvah of Shabbat. Unless one actually observes Shabbat, it doesn't exist. Since in its nature, this day is no different from any other. Hence, its existence is only distinguishable. It only exists in God's time insofar as it is observed and preserved. And that is why if you make Shabbat, every single one of you who came to services tonight, the Talmud teaches you actually observe the entire Torah. And tonight you are considered to be godly. Because God created Shabbat, And so did you. So go home feeling really good. That's a rabbi pat on the back. This Shamru is recited because it reminds us that we become divine when we shamor, when we protect, when we guard, when we keep, when we observe and preserve Shabbat as a covenant for all time. The Sabbath, we are taught, is the closest way we can connect to God and the world to come. I find all of this empowering and amazing. Something happens to your soul. Vayina fash, your actual soul is transformed when you make this set time important for you. Shabbat has the potential to transform us from stressed out organic machines into vessels of peace and holiness. And that is truly amazing. So, why do we celebrate Shabbat here? Because when you're standing beside your child or your friend or your loved one or your fellow congregant, and you're all sharing a prayer like Vishamru, some magic happens. Noah grew up with this commandment in his heart, singing Vishamru with joy, as he regularly has attended services with his parents and his TBS friends. And he was taught to remember, hey, it's Friday night, observe Shabbat. And around here, he was taught we observe Shabbat with gusto, and we sing the Vishamru, and occasionally get out of control. So to create a Jewish movie that's relevant to today, we become guardians of the Jewish galaxy. We sing Vishamru because that, as Reformed Jews, connects us to the Sabbath. The Sabbath connects us to God and Torah. And as long as we do so, we connect our souls to something much more than laundry and traffic and work and stress. So it is my rabbinic decision that we will keep singing Vishamru, also because I'm afraid of my president. We will continue jumping up and down with Shabbat joy, and occasionally we will just read its words, savor them, thank the Vilna Gaon for his opinion, and say, sorry, Vilna Gaon, no thank you. Shabbat Shalom. And now another version of Vishamru.
Vishamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-Shabbat La'asot et ha-Shabbat l'dorotam Berit olam b'ni u'vein b'nei Yisrael Sheshet yamim asad Adonai Et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz U'vayom ha-shvi'i Shabbat, Shabbat, v'yinaf ha-shabbat Shabbat, v'yinaf Shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-Shabbat La'asot et ha-Shabbat l'dorotam Berit olam b'ni u'vein b'nei Yisrael oti Oti leolam.
1998 in September, 15 days apart, two single people joined Temple B'nai Shalom, and they both started coming to services, and they both met the matchmaker of a lifetime, Ann Miller. And between Vishamru and Oneg, they got married right here on this bima. It is very rare that we have a bar and bat mitzvah where the parents actually got married on this bima with this kiddush cup. So this tonight, Noah's bar mitzvah is a celebration of the power of Shabbat to create love and Shabbat magic. They were the first couple to meet at Temple, but not the last. It has happened subsequently. So it's my pleasure to welcome, as we rise for Aleinu, on page 53, Jay and Rebecca. We read together on page 56. It is a fearful thing to love what death can touch, a fearful thing to love, to hope, to dream, to be and to lose. A thing for fools, this, a holy thing to love. For your life has lived in me, your laugh once lifted me, your word was gift to me. To remember this brings painful joy. 'Tis a human thing, love, a holy thing to love what death has touched. At this time in our service, we have the privilege of remembering, in our year of mourning, Bernice Perry, Don Drasnan, Brian C. Lewis, Bernie Rosemarin, Stephen Kamen, and Laura Schick, our beloved members, and Leon Bainwall. And during the past 30 days, we mourn the losses of Murray Miller, uncle of Dr. Judith Glasser, Lori Buckheim, aunt of Gary Buckheim, Bernard Deutsch, friend of Stephanie Leung, Dr. Dan Brightstein, cousin of Sandy Kleinman. And our hearts go out to Barbara Fitzgerald as today she buried her beloved father, Julian Spector, 90 wonderful years. How many times his beautiful smile graced our sanctuary. And we mourn the loss of my friend and Betty Schneider's friend, Chris Cultese. And we mourn the yearly anniversary of death for our members, Neil Stern, husband of Ronnie Stern, Ruth Goldberger, mother of Amy Ahrens, and Mary Starr, beloved member, Gertrude Cohen, mother of Beth and grandmother of Kara and Lauren. May all of their memories, their beautiful souls, the times we shared, always be for a blessing. And we mourn the Yahrzeits that fall this Shabbat. Betty Egber, Patricia Pressman, Ida Spivak, Jim Wasson, Steve Zimpel, Jacob Friedman, Jean Konigsberg, Rabbi Marjorie Yudkin, Bob Berman, Bruce Deitchman, Faye Hurwitz, Libby Linfield, Isaac Mayer, Rose Rubin, Judge David Stitt, Jeffrey Swartz, Laura White, Marcia Saperstein, Robert Schweitzer, Bernard Brinus, Francis Hess, Saul Salas, Gloria Citrin, Jacqueline Cohen, Hannah Haspel, Mark Rose, Seymour Skolnick, and Noah remembers with deep love his grandfathers John Merck and Bob Doty. Zichronam Livracha, may all of their memories be a blessing to us. We take into our hearts all those we have loved and lost and all those who have no one to remember them as we rise for Kaddish on page 60. Yit gadol v'yit kadosh v'rabba. Privilege of sacred remembering to a moment that I know a young man will remember for the rest of his life. Noah was barely two-ish, when Lucas had his bar mitzvah. Noah was in the back room with a babysitter. No surprise, he was a squirmer. It seems like yesterday, Lucas, that you had your bar mitzvah, but it really was a century ago. Tonight, Lucas is off the hook because Noah does all the singing and the big brother just looks adoringly at the little brother, who's not so little anymore. It's my pleasure to welcome to the Bema, the Copeland duo, as Noah takes his rightful place and begins his bar mitzvah weekend. Come on up for Kiddush on page 61. And take a look at Noah's mitzvah project for tomorrow. He's collecting gift cards to create these wonderful comfort cases for foster children. He's also 2 inches away from donating his hair to Locks of Love. So if you were sitting there saying his mother didn't make him get a bar mitzvah haircut, neither did his rabbi, because that hair is mitzvah hair, and that's special. So really, if you can contribute to this wonderful mitzvah
I will leave the box out through Sunday. We would love for you to help Noah, help little children who otherwise would have to carry their belongings in green trash bags. So really, very, very special. Okay, take it away.
The seventh day is consecrated by the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks to all our blessings for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, the eternal sign of creation, we remember that we're created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch atana Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen.
Amen.
Baruch atana Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitchana betzota v'ratzavanu, v'shabbat kacho be'ava v'ratzon, hinilanu, zichron l'maaseh v'rishit, kihu yon tehila l'mekrae kodesh, secher l'tziat mitzrayim.
Kivanu v'harta, Ve'otanu kiyashta mikol ha'amin ve'shabbat kacheka ve'ahava u'ratzon in chatanu baruch atah Adonai mekadesh ha.
We give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lechem min haaretz.
You may be seated as I invite up all the May birthdays and anniversaries. Come on down. The Schreimans are celebrating 27 years. The Bowers are celebrating 21. They're finally legal. Let's see. We have to look up here. Let's see. Sidens, how many years? 34, there you are. Who else has an anniversary? The Hollerins have an anniversary, right?
Yes. 37.
Yeah, way up there. Dettelbach, 35. Getting, oh my goodness. Oh! 1 year! And the Sinorskis, 41. You're the longest married couple on this bima. Because other than you, there are only two others. One is out of town, and the other has been married 60 years. And I'm sure they're asleep. having an anniversary is a wonderful thing with the one you love. To be able to celebrate it on Shabbat is incredible, just incredible. And so we hope that God blesses your lives with health and love and all good things. And having a birthday in May is exceptional between Passover and Shavuos. I mean, it's really a very, very special time in the Jewish calendar in our family. It's a great month for me because he's always older. we hope and pray that you always stay looking so fantastic and so young. Coming to Temple, according to the latest study, saves you, adds at least 5 years to your life. So that was really good that you came for your birthday. It's my pleasure to bless you for birthdays and anniversaries. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and keep you in the arms of those you love. And we all say, Amen. I should have, like...
Shabbat Shalom. My name is David Charrington. I'm the president of Temple B'nai Shalom. So pleased to see everyone here for Shabbat worship. Thank you, Rabbi Perlin, for leading us in worship tonight, and thank you for not creating a scene over Vishamru tonight. Thank you, Rachel and Rob, for leading us with your beautiful voices and music, and Brad, for starting us off this evening with your beautiful music as well. Very much appreciated. Mazel tov to Noah. Such an exciting time for you and for your family. Wishing you and your family and friends a very special weekend. I know it'll be just that. Well, here we are in the middle of May with so many things happening here at TBS. Make sure, please join us tomorrow morning for Minion Makers. Saturday morning worship begins at 8:15, or light breakfast begins at 8:15, and services at 8:45. Next Friday night, please join us as we welcome Sheldon Lowe back to lead us with his music. And for some of the students out there, we got a few students out there with a kind of a heavy heart that we're winding down the religious school and Hebrew school time of the year. But we're going to try to pick up your spirits. We got a TBS picnic on May 21st to close out the school year. So come join us there. And just around the corner, I'm just planting the seed now, but we need everyone to be there. We have our annual meeting the first week of June. So, start looking for that. If you are new to TBS or have any questions or like more information, members of our board or membership committee would love to speak with you. This evening, our membership committee representative is Marty Sinorski. There's Marty. There she is. So please, if you have any questions about TBS or about membership, please see Marty during Onig. Wishing you all a very restful weekend and happy Mother's Day. Shabbat
Shalom. Welcome back to college students. Mazel tov to those who had graduations, and that's where Rabbi Rappaport is. Her youngest child is graduating. That's always a wonderful thing for your bank account and your personal life. We all remember those days. Some of us do anyway. But it's really a wonderful time. We wish Lynn Richmond, our executive director, mazel tov, as her daughter graduates in the pouring rain with no backup tomorrow. And we wish all the mothers and grandmothers a happy Mother's Day on Sunday. Will the moms please rise as the rest of us read a prayer for you? Author of life, bless all the mothers in our congregation this Shabbat. Let them know how grateful we are for their sacrifices and devotion, their love and support. Grant them renewed strength, good health, family happiness, and nachas, pure joy from their children. May they know how much they are loved and appreciated. May we all promise to give them honor and happiness every day as commanded in the Torah. May God bless you, and may your children honor you for the work of your hands and the love of your hearts. Amen. And we'll all rise, and you can put your arm around somebody if they give you permission. Remember to respect personal space. You can also go across the aisles. Benediction is on page 54.
Yeah.
always keep a Shabbat song in your heart. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.